around. All right, so we're continuing in Bava Metzia. Yud Amud Beis. Okay, so we're trying to work on Rashi's interpretation of Bar Chiyuva yesterday. So according to Rashi, it's really all totally on the concept of Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud. Right? That's what it's dependent on. Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud. And at least according to the Maskana of the Gemara, how does it work out? That if the person who's doing it, if the shliach is a bar chiyuva, meaning to say that shliach is under the iser, right? It's chayiv in that very same iser, is muzer al adavar. So then that person will then the shame iser is chal in the maisa alone. And that person is completely on his own, completes the chal shem iser, and there's no need to go beyond that, to jump over him. There's no mechanism that's going to pass over the one who's doing it, and when he's roy for the shem, and define the sholeach. By mitzvah, that's a separate mechanism. By kinyanim, it's necessary. But by avera, so how is he learning divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomer? Means to say that he himself is his own, he too is the source for the for a shame iser. So there's no necessity to go beyond that. All right, this is a little bit rough. What do you guys say? Anybody help? Anybody work on it a little more? We leave it rough. All right, we'll leave it rough for now. But it's interesting. If you take a look at Tosfos, right? Tosfos doesn't seem to learn this way. Let's go a little further. What's that? Yeah, we gotta go a little further. So the Gemara is very interesting. So that's the first sheet. That's who? That's Ravina. Right? Bar Chiyuva. He says. Rav Sama Omar Heicha Amrina and Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. He had a different idea. When do we say there's no Shliach Ledvar Avera? Heicha Di Boy Ovid Vi Boy Lo Ovid. That's when the person who's doing the that's when the Shliach has volition to do or not to do. Aval chotzer de bal korche mosiv bo michayev sholcho. But the chotzer, now they're both trying to answer the chotzer case. But the chotzer, it takes it bal korche. There's no will in the chotzer. The chotzer has an identity of shliach, but it doesn't have any will to do or not to do. So then memela, it's going to be shliach ledvar avera. So just in the broadest sense, what is his idea of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera? Which elements, what direction is he taking? What aspect of Shlichus is he focusing on? Why is it not a Shliach Ledvar Avera when the person has will? And you see the Tosos? They did it willingly. So take a look at Tosos. E boy lo ovid. So Tosa says there's the Mishnah in Bava Kama, and the Mishnah talks about a case where a person takes something from is a ganav, and talks about when is the ganav chayev, when is he not chayev. So basically he's saying he has to take it off of the Baal's property, and he has to lead it off of the property, or he has to be magbia, pick it up. Otherwise he's not a ganav. But there's a case over there where the Mishnah says he doesn't quote the part that's really relevant for some reason, but the case over there was a shomer where he gives it to a shomer, and the shomer takes it off of the owner's property, and then it says he's chayev. So Rashi says, who's chayev? Rashi says, the case is where the guy tells a shomer, you go, I go over to Rafi and I say, do me a favor, I have a cow on Ben's property. It's my cow, it's on his property. Be my shomer and take it and watch it for me. Okay? That's the way Rashi learns the case. So in other words, it's really, in reality, it's Ben's cow. I trick Rafi into thinking it's my cow. And I ask him to be my shomer and watch the cow for me. So he goes onto Rafi's property, onto Ben's property. He takes the cow off of the property, and then it dies. So the Mishnah says, who's chayev? Me. That's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. That the sholeach is chayev. Because I basically got him to steal it from me. So Tosus is bothered. How? But he still had iboy of it, iboy lo of it. He wasn't a robot. I didn't force him to do that. He had his own da. He could have not done it. So Tosus gives a very interesting answer. He says, Yesh lomar kevan she'ein ha-shomer yodei ha-shehu ganav, havelei kechotzet debal korcho mosav be. Since he didn't know that it was a maisa of geneva, so he basically had no reason not to do it, so it's like Baal Korche. So Tosus is interesting. He's giving you a little bit of an extra detail over here, an extra facet. That Baal Korche doesn't really mean that that it's an inanimate, it's an object with no choice, with no free will. But it means to say that what? It means to say it's pretty much, given the circumstances, given the knowledge that we have, it's definite that it's going to occur. No? So what's the idea of Baal Korche and Iovid, Iboy Lo Ovid? What's that idea of Ein Shlichus Advar Aver? According to this, according to Rav Sama, it has nothing to do with Bar Chiyuva. It only has to do with one thing. Is the guy I'm sending, in all likelihood, going to do what I tell him to do? Can I count on that? Can I bank on that fact? If yes, then he's a Shliach Dvar Avera. And he won't be Chayev. In that case, he wasn't Chayev. But if it's a chance that he won't do it, basically because he knows there's something wrong to do it, I mean, that's why he wouldn't do it, I guess, then there's no shlichus v'avera. Yeah, Gil? There's no shlichus v'avera. Yeah, so once again, Rav Sama says, Hecha amrinan ein shlichus v'avera, Hecha de'i boi oved v'i boi lo oved. So Rashi says, I boi oved es ha-shlichus. That's where the shliach has the choice of whether he should do the shlichus or not. Oh. But the chatzar has no choice to do the shlichus. The chatzar is an automatic shliach. He can't refuse to do the shlichus. Right, let's go a little further. My beinayu, so the Gemara says, so what's the nafkamina between learning bar chiyuva or iboy oved, iboy lo oved? Ike beinayu kohen. De omar leli Yisrael, tsei v'kadesh li isha grusha. Right? What would be the nafkamina? All right, this case is a little bit confusing, but let's take this one. Let's say a Kohen tells a Yisrael, go and do a Maisa Kedushin as my shliach to this Grusha. Okay. Rashi, umishas kiddushin over mishum lo yikhu. And that the moment of the kiddushin, the kohen is over in Isser. Okay, Rashi just, because there's a question in the Gemara in kiddushin, if there's an Isser, if there's malchus at the kiddushin or malchus at the bia, but whatever it is, Rashi's just saying the problem is the maisa kiddushin. Okay, so how's that going to work out? That's one case. So what would that case be? So that case would be presumably that the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva. There's no Isser for a Yisrael to marry a Grusha. So if you're going to look at it in terms of Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, when the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, right? So then he's not a Bar Chiyuva here. So then you should say Shlichus Dvar Avera.
But because it's different than don't, like, hey, go steal.
That's right, because stealing, the shliach is not allowed to steal. But here, the shliach himself would be allowed to marry a grusha. Strange stuff, right? But, what? Hold on. But what? But if you're going to say that there's no shlichus var vera when the person has his own will, and iboy avid, iboy lo avid, then there was no guarantee that this Yisrael was going to follow through with this. So when he did it on his own. More or less, that's what we're saying. We don't say it was mikoach hasholeach. We say the free will breaks the chain, breaks the causation. The fact that there was a free will involved breaks the causation, and we can't say it's from, we can't say this is the maisa of the sholeach.
The book stops with the free will.
That's right.
But here, I have a question. How would this case be any different if the Kohen would have sent it, another Kohen? It wouldn't have been any different.
That's a good question. Okay. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's take the next case. And what's the other case? Or, Ish de Omar lo le'isha akfi li katan. Or another case, what? This one is interesting, right? This one is, it seems like it shouldn't be. But anyway, if you said what? If a man told a woman, shave this kid's head, cut off his payas. A man tells a woman, cut this kid's payas off. What's crazy? The case?
Yeah.
It's weird, yeah. Rashi, Isha eina be'azharas lo sakifu. Women are not in the isser of not to cut the corners of their, not to shave the corners of their head or their face. Lefisha eina be'bal tashchus pe'as zikonecha. Since they're not in the isser of the beard, of the facial hair, they're not in the isser of lo sakifu. Okay. V'hamakif es hakatan chayev. Now, if you shave the kid's hair, then you'll be chayev. A makif will be chayev. Shamakif ba'azhara kinikaf. Dichsev lo sakifu. Echad hanikaf v'echad hamakif b'mashma. So, in other words, if you're not allowed to have your hair shaved, you are not allowed to shave someone else's hair. That's a lav on you to do the maisa. Whoever can't have it done to themselves is a lav not to do it to someone else. Okay? So why does it say a katan? No reason. The katan did not got mishum de stama gadol lo shavik la kufi nashik. It could have been a gadol. It doesn't matter. We're talking about the girl shaving the guy's hair.
Well,
So how does it work? Yeah, so
it's
No. We're not talking about the isser on the cotton. We're talking about the isser on the one who's sending the woman to do the shaving. So how does it work out? It works out like this. If I'm in the isser of hakafas harosh, if I'm not allowed to shave the corners of my own head, and I were to take a katan and shave his head, that would be an issa deraisa on me. Even though the katan's not a bar chiyuva, I'm not talking about the katan, but the katan has that phenomenon of peos, and that would be an issa for me to shave that katan's head. Okay? An issa deraisa to shave the katan's head. Not because I'm helping him be over it, it has nothing to do with that. Because there's an issa on the maisa to be makif, even a katan's head. Okay? But why is that? That's because I am in the Isser of Lo Sakifu. Right? However strange this might sound, those are the facts. Now, I'm telling a woman who is not in the Isser of Lo Sakifu. So for a woman to shave her own hair on the corners of her head would be permissible. And for her to shave a man's corners of his head would also be permissible. For her, she would not be over any Isser of Lo Sakifu. She may be over an Isser of Lifnei Iver, whatever you want to say. But right, I think Tosis mentions Lifnei Iver. But in terms of the Lav of Lo Sakifu, she's not over the Lav of Lo Sakifu. Okay? So now it turns out like this. I'm sending someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva of Baal of Lo Sakifu to do a Maisa of Lo Sakifu. So if you'll say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Vera, because the one who's doing the Maisa is labeled with the Lav, is labeled with the shame of Avaryan, of Oseh Maisa Iser, so you can't say that about the woman. So then we'll have to say she is being sent, and it's the man who's really Oseh Maisa Iser. Amazing, even though it's a Maisa. It's the man who's really creating the effect of HaKofas HaRosh. Whose shaved head is this? His.
The sender?
The sender.
Who shaved the head?
I know. But I don't want to say who shaved the head, because he didn't really shave the head. Who made this shaved head? Who made this shiny head here? He did.
Who caused it? That's a better way to say it, I think. No.
He made it. Who made this building? Okay. So...
Well, the builder has made it. There was like some foreman. Okay, that guy caused it.
We don't say that. We don't make those distinctions in when we speak about things. We don't. Right?
I know. Maybe I'm weird.
If you say that, you're weird. If that's how you speak about things, then that's that is weird. Yeah. Who made your iPhone? Some Chinese guy in a factory?
Okay, like whatever Steve Jobs designed, or whatever some guy designed. Some
Apple.
Guy designed
Apple.
It.
Okay, anyway. So,
some Chinese kid, yes.
So anyway. So if you're going to say Ein Shliach Dvar Avera because of Bar Chiyuva, so then what? So then you should say that the Sholeach was the Makif. The Sholeach was the Makif. But if you're going to say it's because of Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lo Ovid, the woman didn't have to do it. So those two cases are the Nafkaminas for the shitas of Ravina and Rav Shama. Now, the problem though is, Gil's question is a good question. The case that sticks out like a sore thumb here. Is the case, or the case is unusual, is the case of the Kiddushin. That's something strange about that case. Okay? And what's strange in the case is, why does it have to be a Yisrael that he tells? Because whoever is doing that Maisa is not violating the Isser of marrying a Grusha. Yeah. He's not stealing. If a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, right? Not allowed to take a Grusha in marriage, okay? Now I can send a Shliach to do Kiddushin for me. A regular person. Let's say a man decides he wants to be Mekayesh Nisha. He's not there, he's worried he's going to lose the chance, so he sends somebody. He says, you go for me. And you propose to her and give her the ring and say, Reat Mekudeshos Leploni, Bitabazu. Okay? So who did the kedushin? Al pi shliach. Whose kedushin is it? There's no question about it. It's my kedushin.
The sender.
It's the sender's kedushin.
Yeah.
Right. So who is mekadesh the iser? Who is she mekudeshes to? The sender. So now a kohen is not allowed to be mekadesh a grusha. So if he sends somebody to be mekadesh the grusha for him, that person, the shliach, is just really facilitating his maisa kedushin, right? And he's not involved in an isser of, even if he was a kohen, he's not involved in an isser of marrying a grusha, because he's not marrying the grusha. So Tosa's question is, since he's not marrying the grusha, it's not like gezela or hakafas harosh, where there's really, like we were describing yesterday, there really is a maisa at that moment that I can say, stop, you just deprived this guy of his property. Oh, I'm doing it for him. It doesn't matter. You just did it. Be'atzmo, you did it. Right? But by the kedushin, he didn't marry the woman to himself. That was the whole dibur, the whole statement was, you're mekudeshes to him. Right? So he's not like involved in the isser. It's not like the geneva, where the geneva was sort of like passes through him. So he did it, but he did it for him. So maybe we'll say it passes. We'll kick it down the pike to say it's the sholeach maisa. But by the kedushin case, you can't talk about it that way. I mean, it's not like he's marrying her and then passing her off to him. He just simply is facilitating their marriage, right? So what's the difference if he's a Kohen or a Yisrael? In neither case is he doing personally a Maisa Isser. So Tosu says, he's called a Bach Yuva, why? Ho'il v'im mikadisha la'atzmo chayuv. It's a new, seems to be a different concept.
But then he's on a different track. He's not doing it, though. Like, this is the, if he says
yeah,
Kohen.
It's strange, right? Tosus is now saying, what does it mean he's a Bar Chiyuvo? Doesn't seem like Rashi. Rashi saying Bar Chiyuvo means you'll tell the guy, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, you're Muzhar on it, on this very thing. So now, on that very case, we'll say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, Lo Haya Lo Lasos. But over here, the guy will say, "Well, I'm not doing any Isser. And if you're going to tell me general Isser of Lifnei Iver, then the Yisrael also is stuck in that. So it has to really mean that he's doing an Isser Ba'atzmo. But the Kohen is not doing an Isser Ba'atzmo. He's not marrying. If he was the Shliach, he's not marrying the Grusha. So Tosus has to come up with a different concept over here of Bar Chiyuva. He says, what does it mean he's a Bar Chiyuva? It means he couldn't do it himself. So since he can't do it himself, he's called a Bar Chiyuva in this Maisa. What does that have to do with the concept of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim? You're just going to say in general, Divrei Rav means don't help somebody violate an Isser, then it would apply to Yisrael too. So it's very difficult. Matter of fact, there are Rishonim that learn that it doesn't matter. Kohen or Yisrael will be the same thing. Whatever reason, I forgot why they pick a Kohen instead of Yisrael. A Yisrael instead of a Kohen. But Lamaisa, it seems to me, this is a genuine machlokus, Rashi and Tosis, on how you're going to approach the concept of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishom. I'm sorry, the concept of Bar Chiyuva. So things got a little messy, right? Comes out now, we found another shita, another idea of the problem of Bar Chiyuva with shlichus. Plus, we have a totally different concept of ibay avid, ibay lo avid. So we really need to work on those two problems. Or to that side. In other words, just to put it one more time, there's still a little confusion here, I see. Now it's simple like this. If you're going to learn the svara, like we were saying yesterday, that the problem of shlichus l'dvar avera is that the sholeach gets labeled as the avarion immediately when he does it, and that's what prevents the shame of Isser of Avera to be chal on the Sholeach, because Isser is chal on its on the most immediate cause, right? So then, in the case where there's a shliach for the kiddushin from a kohen to a grusha, it's impossible for the shliach to be over the iser of marrying a grusha to himself. Right? That's just not possible. So it's impossible to say that shlich that there's going to be a problem of shlichus dvar vera, because there's no possibility that the sholeach will be labeled with the iser of marrying a grusha, right? It's intrinsically impossible, right? Because he's not marrying the grusha. So then why does the Gemara say the case has to be that the Kohen sends a Yisrael to do it for him? Even if you would send a Kohen to do it for him, it would be exactly the same. Because the Kohen who does the Kiddushin is not marrying the Grusha to himself. Right? So then there would be nothing to prevent the shame Isser, the shame of Aryan, from being chal directly on the Sholeach. So then why does the Gemara have to say he sent a Yisrael? Right? Is that clear? So we can see, though, that Tosfos is bothered by his question, and he gives an answer, and he says, no, it's Dafka the Yisrael that he had to send. Why? Because the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha himself. But that's already a completely different Svara than the Svara we were working on yesterday. That's a different Svara. That's not a Svara of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, because you are going to be Nitfas in the Isser, in the Maisa yourself, which will prevent you from throwing it off. It's a different Svara completely. So I'm just showing you that you see from Tosfos's question and answer, he seems to have a different approach to what the problem of a Bar Chiyuva is. And there are Rishonim that mention that it's Lav Dafka Kohen sending Yisrael. It'd be the same thing, Kohen. So that's like Rashi's approach. So Tosfos never mentions this Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. It's not a Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud problem. He has a different concept. So I'm saying that we have to understand a different idea of how Tosfos is learning Bar Chiyuva. Truthfully, it's quite perplexing, right? What difference does it make to say he's a Bar Chiyuva in the sense that he himself wouldn't be able to do it for himself? But he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for him. So what? If he were to do it for himself, he would be over an Isser. Therefore, when he does it for someone else, it's Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. Well, what sense does that make? What sense does that make? That's the problem. Yeah. And Tosa says also, now he's bothered though, he says, so if you're going to tell him, and what about the fact that he's muzar on what? On lo sita lifne iver. That's not, he says, no, since if he would be mekayesh her himself, he wouldn't be chay. That's not called a bar chiyuva. So he had a havamin also that bar chiyuva means it's a maisa iser. So he's saying, don't think it's not the problem that it's a maisa iser. Because for the Yisrael, it's a Maisa Isser too. It's the Fnei Iver. It all goes by if he could do it himself or not. Oh. So, let's just add one thing according to Tosfos. It's an important fact. I see. I didn't tell you to do the rest of the Tosfos, because the middle case I wanted to avoid. But Tosfos makes a very interesting point. Take a look at the last line of Tosfos. He says, V'yesh loma da'afla rava nafka mina. The yesh shlichus chalan akedushin, the ein shlichus ein chalan akedushin. So according to Tosfos over here, it's interesting. He's learning that if you say yesh shlichus ledvar avera, then the kedushin is good, and if you say ein shlichus ledvar avera, then what? Then the kedushin simply is not good. Right. Versus it's good, but no, but the sholeach doesn't get malchus. Well, according to the way Tosfos is learning, if a Kohen sent a Kohen, then what would happen? They wouldn't be married. Nobody would be over any Yisurim. Am I right? No, since it applies to him, then we'll say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. And then there's no Shlichus, and the whole thing didn't happen. We don't mean that in general. Right. But that's because he really did something. Over here, Tosfos is saying, since this whole case is sending him to do Kiddushin,
that can't possibly
if
work,
there's
right?
no Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, then the whole Shlichus of Kiddushin is batal, and there's no Maisa Kiddushin. But if you say Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera, if he sends a Yisrael who is not a Bar Chiyuva, then what? Then there will be a Kedushin and the sender will get Malchus. Correct? So in other words, Tosfos is learning over here that Yesh Shlichus or Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera goes down to the very question of whether the Shlichus exists. Okay? All right, I see this is overwhelming.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I take that back. I stand corrected.
It's a good problem.
It's not underwhelming, I hope.
No,
it's just
this.
Perfectly whelming. Okay, good. What's that? In other words, the whole of Sammy's asking question, where does Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera come from? Apparently it's a svara. So what I would tell you to do is to think about this problem. Since Ein Shlichus, and this is what we were approaching the other day, since Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera is al pi svara, that means you have to think about Shlichus. I would recommend thinking about Shlichus, try to think more deeply about how Shlichus works,
yeah.
The elements that you need for Shlichus, and more likely than not, these different arguments are going to be attacking the different elements of Shlichus.
Right.
No, I mean, you're right. That is definitely what Tosfos is focusing on. That for the Yisrael, the action of marrying a Grusha is not an Isser for him. And for the Kohen, the act of marrying a Grusha is an Isser for him. Absolutely right, correct. But now we just have to work that into the problem of Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Of Shlichus. Really, you should think about it more in terms of Shlichus in general.
Yeah.
So let's put it as a question in Shlichus. What would the question be? Can what? You know, so describe to me what the Kohen is trying to do. When he's when the Kohen is a Shliach to marry a Grusha for another Kohen, what is he involved in trying to do? What does a Shliach do really?
Takes a message from one person and transports it to a different place.
No, that's not true.
He represents the other person that you.
But what does he do?
Makes a king.
Yeah, he makes a king. He does an action. What?
It does action. No. I'm looking at like this first case.
In other words, on the simplest level, a shliach does an action. Right? For someone else. Right? In other words, Kiddushin requires a Maisa Kiddushin. So he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin. There's no question about it. He is doing the Maisa Kiddushin.
The messenger.
But he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, we can sort of say, on behalf of someone else. But whose Maisa Kiddushin is it? That's what I want to know. Whose Maisa Kiddushin is it? Interesting.
I don't see how you can say that it's the Shliach's Maisa Kiddushin because we can.
It's the Shliach's Maisa Kiddushin. In other words, if you're going to go down, if you're going to approach it this way, then what is Tosfos really telling you? That Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means that if the shliach himself doesn't have that maisa, he can't give it for the shaleach. When you're a shliach, you're taking your maisa and you're donating it to the shliach, to the mishaleach. You're dedicating your maisa to the mishaleach. You're saying, my maisa will be in his service. But if I am a Kohen and I can't do the Maisa of Kedushas Gerushin, I don't have a Maisa to give to the Sholeach.
You have no right to.
Ain Shlichus. Non-capacity. In other words, Shlichus is, I can do all sorts of things. So I could do a Maisa Kedushin to her myself. So I'll take my Maisa Kedushin and I'll convert it into his. But you have to be able to do that. It's a conversion. That's what Shlichus is telling you. Shlichus doesn't mean that when you do the Maisa Kedushin, he's doing the Maisa Kedushin. No, you're doing the Maisa Kedushin. It's not a body snatcher thing. It's not saying that when you're doing it, it's him. No, it's you. But Shlichus says, you can take your actions and halachically will consider the chalos of your actions for him. But if you don't have this action, because halachically you're not allowed to engage in it. Okay. But you don't. It's not yours to designate. Let's say that. You have to have the action because you have to have the will to define it. You have to have the ability to define it. In Isser, you don't have the ability to define that Maisa. It's out of your realm of choice. I can do something myself, and I can say, you know what? I'm feeling generous. I'm going to do it for you. But that's because it's within my realm of things that I can do. I have control over it. I have control over my actions. But if the Torah says this action is forbidden, you don't have control over that action. If you don't have control over that action, you can't turn it into a shlichus. Because shlichus is, by my will, I can take something that's mine and do it for you. But the Dvar Isser is not yours. You don't have control over a Dvar Isser. You can be an Avarian and do something you're not allowed to do, but you can't, it's not under your control to define. I mean, like the Gemara says, you can't, even if a person takes a Shavua not to eat Chazer, it's not Chal. Because he has no rights to decide whether he should eat chazer or not eat chazer. You can't say, I'm going to not eat chazer. It's not something that you can do. Can't be chal, a shvua can't be chal in it. It's already out of your realm. So you can't convert it. Shlichus is a process where I can convert my maisa, because it's mine, and I can dedicate it to somebody else. And since I'm doing it from his koach, I'll make you happy, I'll put the word koach in there. So then my maisa from his koach becomes his chalos. It's a combination. It becomes the sholeach's product. It becomes the sholeach's effect. I put my sweat and blood and tears into the building, and that guy gets his name on it. Yeah, that's the way it goes. But if it's not something that I have any rights to do, then I can't say I donated my maisa to him. What do you mean? You just were an Avarian. This is not something that you can qualify. So Tosus learns the problem of a Bar Chiyuva is that he doesn't have the maisa in his repertoire to define and donate. So if he was a Kohen, he could not be a Shliach at all for the maisa that a Kohen may not do.